Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on purposeful pending practice. In other words, tracking what should be coming back to you as easily as possible. This lesson is based on two core natural professional principles. One, not using your head as a storage space, and two, letting your systems do the work. For this lesson, I'm going to use the example of an email that you send to someone that includes something you need back. There's two main things that I want to talk about: system and routine. So first of all, I'm going to talk about tracking pending items in your to-do manager. You're going to put the date that you sent off the thing in your subject line. You're going to tag it pending. And if your to-do manager allows it, link to the email. One way to do this is when you send out the email, BCC yourself, and then treat that email that comes back to you like an incoming to-do. Again, where it's tagged pending and the date is added to the subject line. And I've talked about my to-do manager things where there's a shortcut autofill command that I can click and it automatically links the email to the to-do item in my manager. Then, if your to-do manager has a scheduled or start date, assign the date that you want to follow up, say 1 week from now. Now, a side note, doing it this way, you don't necessarily need to tag it pending. If you assign a date to it, you don't necessarily need to tag it pending. But if you do, then it's easy to pull up all of the pendings. It's either easy to gather them all together, which is a good practice to review during your weekly review. Now, if you're spreadsheet based, there are several ways you can track your pendings. So of course, experiment a bit and see what works for you. But remember that the important thing is consistency. So here are a couple of options. You can have a column called pending that you would just put an X in for the items that are pending. And then another column next to that with the date that you want to follow up. Another way to do it, in your priority column, maybe you have symbols for H, M, and L for high, medium, and low. You could add a P to that column. Then when you sort by priority, all your highs, mediums, and lows, all of your pendings will be together. And then you would still want a follow-up date column so you don't have to keep revisiting your list about when you should check in with them again. And for the email part, you can also, so in the spreadsheet example, you can still send out the email in question with yourself in the BCC and then pull that email into a pending folder in your email program. You might wonder why you don't just pull all of those emails into a pending folder and call that your pending system. Why do you then need to park it on your to-do list? And primarily that's because not all pendings are email based. And remember, you want one and only one place to look for them. Plus, that place is right where you are identifying your next actions in your weekly review. So it's easier to turn that follow-up into a to-do item. So you come up with your system, you be consistent with it, and then we come to routine, because a system that doesn't get used is, well, useless. So some of the habits you want to develop. When you send an email that needs follow-up, you've BCC'd yourself or linked to it in some way. Right then is the time to put the pending item in your to-do manager. Not later, now. So it just becomes an automatic thing. You send off that email and you've BCC'd, so it comes back to you. Or even when you send it out, you just know that this is something that needs to be followed up on. Go park it in your to-do manager right then and there. Next habit, review your pendings in your weekly review and planning session. If the thing hasn't come back to you, if the person hasn't responded to you, turn it into a regular to-do, which means it gets organized, prioritized, and fit into your schedule for the week. Next habit, include in your weekly review the action of purging your email pending folder to keep it clean. And remember that keeping it clean means to keep it current, relevant, and dedicated to the purpose it is intended for. Next, if you've set a start or schedule date, you won't see it if you don't use your to-do manager on a daily basis. So remember, use your to-do manager on a daily basis. That should be what you're working out of. And finally, when following up with someone, this is part of your routine, when you follow up with someone, be specific about what you want back from them and by when. Just because it's on your mind and you're remembering what you want and need from them, it might be the farthest thing from their mind, which is why they haven't gotten back to you. So be specific so you don't have to engage in a couple of back and forths of, wait, what was it that I was supposed to get back to you? And it keeps you very clear on what is needed in order to proceed. Okay? Being consistent with your systems and your routine will keep your working communication with other people fluid and up to date, which, of course, frees your mind for more interesting and creative work, which is what this is all about. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.